hope he has a blessing to their life. God, we're just excited about what you're going to do in our life, what we see you're going to do with us. We just praise you in advance, even before you do it. Because we know you're going to do it, we're going to praise you in advance. Somebody needs you to move this small, and you, before you do it, we're going to praise you for doing it in advance. Somebody here, they need a victory this morning. So even before you give a victory, we're going to praise you for the victory. We're going to come. And begin in verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. When I say unto you, they have their reward.
Yeah.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sit in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We'll stop there this week. Amen. Today, we began a new series. This is about prayer. You see, I got my pole, got my banner here. Today, our series is called The Mature Version of Prayer. The Mature Version of Prayer. And today's sermon is entitled MVP, Part 1. But you know when you're the MVP? That means you play an important, impactful, vital role in the team win. Are y'all with me? Yeah. The MVP is the reason why you win sometimes. And you'll say, hey, if you wouldn't have been there, we wouldn't have won. Well, I'm saying, believe it. If we don't win, if we don't experience the victory that God has already given us, because we fight not for victory, but from victory that we already have been given. If we're going to, amen, go and grab the victory that God has already given to us, amen, our MVP is a mature version of prayer. The scripture that we read from today is often called the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. And this is one of the most popular, probably the most well-known prayer of all. A couple of guys were chopping up talking one day, and somehow the subject of prayer came up, and one guy said, hey, man, I pray all the time. Man, you don't pray. He said, yeah, I do pray. I pray all the time. He said, how you pray? You know, I pray like the Lord's Prayer. He said, you don't even know the Lord's Prayer. He said, I know, man, I know the Lord's Prayer. What do you mean I don't know the Lord's Prayer? He said, tell you what, I'll bet you $10. You don't know the Lord's Prayer. He said, all right, man, $10, baby, $10. So then he said, okay, so say it. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul and keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And the guy didn't get that. And we just probably said, man, I didn't even know you knew that prayer. Let me pray you. But I hope, if nothing else, after this series, at least you'll know the Lord's Prayer. Amen. Oh, God, this is good. God, this is good. All right. Let me get into this without further ado. Listen, when we look at the type of sheet, I'm going to kind of go back and forth on this. We see two things. We see two things here. Jesus is going to tell us basically how not to pray. And then he's going to tell us how to pray. First thing, because they had a lot, like we do, sometimes there's a lot of problems in the area of prayer. And people develop erroneous patterns in their prayer. So we need this word just like today, just like they needed
So first they look at what not to do.
Alright.
He says in verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Hypocrites. That word means if you'd heard the word that translated that, if you'd heard it in the original Greek, it was talking about the actors that they had in the Greek theaters who would put on masks and act out plays. So he said, don't be an actor putting on a performance. When you pray, don't be an actor putting on a performance. Thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, the actors put on a performance. Don't be like them, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets. A lot of the Pharisees, they'll wait for the time to pray. So, because you know the Jews had three times a day that they prayed. And they'll wait for prayer time, and then they'll go, you know, they wouldn't pray at home. They'll go, let me head on up to the temple. Because the temple had a bigger audience. And they get up there and they need to pray with their piety and verbosity and all their words, trying to say this prayer so they could impress the people. They were putting on a performance. And Jesus said, prayer is not to be a performance that you put on for people praising. Now look at it, turn it on the back of your verse sheet in the mother place. So the first thing says, there are two immature versions of prayer that immature people or immature believers practice. The blank version, the blank worship version, put in that blank self. Because when they acted out and performed for others, they were really worshiping self. And having other people to join. Because you want to say, they wanted people to say, oh man, that was a beautiful prayer. Man, he's a great prayer. They wanted people to praise him.
All right.
Yeah. And they weren't praying to God. They were praying to the audience.
All right.
So God said, if you pray to the audience, then your reward is the audience response. Don't expect nothing from me because you're not praying to me.
Yeah.
In your worshiping of yourself, you're praying to the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's different. Well, you know, sometimes I'm not a good public prayer. But when you, number one, most of the time I pray, it's in the same, either like before the sermon or something that I do similar all the time. So you want to, okay. I got to say the same word because I'm praying for the same thing. The people here, let me try to find a different word to say it in, and you get nervous because you worry about what people say.
Right.
Even when it's not performed, you still affected them judging you.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm not good at that. It caused me anxiety to pray in the public. So, but they were good at praying in the public, praying a long prayer. And he's saying, when you do that self, you're worshiping you. And you want the congregation to join in worshiping you. You're not trying to get them to worship God. You're not trying to get them to see God. You're trying to get them to see. Say, no, we don't do prayers that are self worship. We don't do prayers to get attention on ourselves. That's not the way. That's where an immature person. Stop right here, brother. I need to make this point so y'all can stay with me as I travel. The way you would tell a person, a believer or not believer, the way you can see immaturity, because the immature are always self-centered. Think about the baby that's born. The baby that's born, you bring him to the house, Either if you were not So prayer shouldn't be self-worship.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be self-righteous. Well, what should they be, Pastor? What should they be? I'm just aiming. We can just get the same going. Amen. And where we going? Number one, the number one thing we got to do is move, okay, from their public performance. Remember, I talked about public performance.
All right.
We got to move from public performance to private. When you go in the door, go in your car, shut the door, go in your restroom, shut the door, go in your bedroom, shut the door, go in your garage, go out the back door, wherever you can get the prize. You go in and shut the door. I thank you. Susanna Wesley, who sung the Wesley guy that kind of brought about the Methodist Church. The Wesley guy kind of believes in the Methodist Church. Susanna Wesley, she couldn't find a place to pray. So what she did, she made her a secret room. They said she just brought her apron up over her head. And when they saw her in the kitchen with that apron over her head, they didn't mess with her. They know she didn't pray. Sometimes you got to make you a secret call. Amen. So you go to that secret place. Okay? Because now it's no public performance. But it's about a private, this is what I'm saying, conformance. You get in private, you talk to God. It's not a performance. Why do you say conformance, though, Pastor? I don't understand that. Conform, that means you see something and you become like it. Or there's a rule. Sometimes I have people call and they come out and do a performance check. They make sure you're in performance and do a certain kind of businesses or laboratories or hospitals. And they make sure, you know, it's supposed to be 88 degrees in this room and they're going to check. Okay, it's 88. But if you've got something that's not in conformance, you could call it a problem. When I say prior conformance, remember, we're going to talk about in verse 7, basically this is what it's saying. Also, heaven, all the repetitions are not repetitions, not just because your heavenly Father already knows. He already knows what you need. Well, Pastor, if you already know what I need, why should I pray? Because pray not to inform God. Prayer is to align your will with God's will. Because he said, this is what I want you to do. You need to conform to that. So when we go in private prayer, it's really not to get God to do what we want, but it's to get us to do what he wants. Sometimes I come into that door right there, the glass door, and I'm looking up towards the pulpit, and I like this table right here, right there in the center. And I know where the two doors stop, I get right between them. And I make sure it's centered. Because if it's all centered, it bothers me, it would be all centered. So I have to move away from the center, and it'd be right in the center of the wall. So I'm aligning with that. And that's what happens in prayer. You align your will to God's will. You say, God, what you want is what I want. And when you come out of prayer, you can come out of that closet and be willing to get in line and conform and align with what God wants you to do. So it's not about performance once you get in the closet. Once you have a dialogue, a prayer is a dialogue, you talking to God and God talking to you. Why is God talking to you, Pastor? Most of the time, God works on the spirit. Look, see, when you talk to human beings, amen, they go from your body to your body's ears here, then go to your soul, to the spirit, but God works with the spirit first. So he'll put a thought in your spirit. He'll put something in your spirit. Maybe you're studying his word, or when you're meditating and you're in that prayer, and he'll put something in your spirit that he wants you to conform to. He said, okay, God, I hear you. I need to go ask for forgiveness to put that in your spirit. So when you come out of the cloud, you go ask for forgiveness. You may say, hey, So it's you go into the private talk, and you have a conversation with him, and you come out different. Amen. I'm trying to get you. Now that's a tool prayer. Now remember, the immature prayer is always about you. Immature prayer, you go to talk and you feel immature, you come out the same way. But when you mature, you want God's way and not your way. Because you're not thinking about self, it's all about God. So when you go to talk, you come out a little bit more godly, a little bit more Christ-like. That's what prayer is about. It's not to change him, it's to change you. I know they're talking to people, that's a mature version of prayer. See, sometimes the Lord's prayer, we call it really the disciple prayer, really the best way to call it. But the Lord's prayer, as we call it, amen, is the go-to prayer. If you're in the room there as you pray, you don't know nothing about praying. You just start out with that Lord's prayer. Because that's the only thing you know. Unless you go now and live down to sleep, because sometimes it ain't. You know that ain't good at PJB. We got to go somewhere. You can't say now, man. And then we're talking. So you go to the Lord's Prayer. So it's a go-to prayer. But really, this disciples' prayer, this disciple prayer is not the go-to prayer. It's the grow-to prayer. It's the prayer we want to grow to. The prayer we want to mature to. That's why it's a disciple prayer. Because disciple means you'll learn. The disciple says, hey, God, I want to learn all about you that I can. I want to know you as best I can, but I want to grow to be what you want me to do. So you get discipled. You get discipled by somebody that's a little bit more mature than you. Amen. And you get discipled by reading God's word and studying God and being in groups and hanging out with God's people. You get discipled and you grow. You mature. So this prayer is not for people that want to stay immature. This prayer is for people that want to be discipled and want to become more and more of what God wants them to be. It's the disciple prayer. That's why it's a good prayer for us, because I know we're all about being disciples. We're disciples that make disciples that make disciples until we make a difference. That's part of my vision statement out there on the wall. So if anybody ought to know this, about this prayer and how to pray like this, it ought to be us. It ought to be us. So we know how not to pray. Hey, it shouldn't be self-worship. It shouldn't be self-righteous. No, that's immature. We are trying to mature in our praying. So we got to move from that public performance to a private conformance. Secondly, on the B, the correction we got to make, not a mechanical repetition. That's not saying the same thing over and 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 over. And over. And over. But it should be a relational communication. He said, go into the closet. And who did they talk to? Father. That means relationship. That means relational. It's not just it said, go and pray to the Lord. So you're praying with somebody, you have a relationship with. It's based upon, it's not, you can't get yourself because you're doing a lot. I want it. He said, he didn't give it to me, but I'm keep saying, I want it here, I give it to you. No, you get it. You get God's attention. Not because you repeat and but because of your relationship. When you got the right relationship, say, God, I'm your relationship. And I like what you say, is when you go, he's an unseen father, but he sees you. You in your closet, you don't see him. But he sees you. Can you imagine that? You went in your seat, your bedroom, your bathroom, you shut the door. Now you don't see God in there, but he's in here. You don't see him, but he's right there looking at you. The God of the universe.
Yes.
The God that created the whole world.
Yeah.
When with it so far?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Did anybody learn anything?
Yeah.
Stay with me. I got to finish. I'm way over my time. I know we got several, but we just go with the word. All right, here we go. So that's basically, now let's go to the mature version. We went to how not to pray. Now this is the mature version of prayer, of the disciple prayer. This is the mature version. First, there are two key words. You look up in verse 5, go back to verse 5, it says, and when, everybody say when?
Yes.
If you want to, you can circle when. He didn't say if. But he said when. He assumes if you're a follower of him, if you're one of his disciples, it's automatically assumed that you're going to be praying. He was here to pray, but he said, when you pray. Y'all see that? So there's an assumption there. If you're following Christ, there ought to be some prayer in your life. Prayer should be a consistent, daily thing. We should pray and we're following him. That's a key word. When you pray. So if you ain't praying, you already in that stuff there. When you pray. And then other words. He says in verse 9, after this man therefore prayed, our, therefore goes that next blank, our Father. In other words, don't forget, because you know we selfish, don't forget. When you say selfish, because you're number two. He said, don't forget, it's not, you ain't the only child. Don't forget, you ain't the only child in the family. So when you go to pray, don't just pray for you. Because you ain't the only child in the family. Church, we, hey, if you believe or you're in the church, whatever church you're part of, you're part of the worldwide church. You got to pray for other believers. You got real pray for the whole world, but especially for other believers, but they're your siblings. Your whole prayer can't be about you. So it can't be, when I pray, it can't be about Tim. It got to be about them. Y'all with me? Tim. It can't be all about Tim. It got to be about them, too. I got to bring my siblings into the prayer. I got to pray for all y'all. Amen. Amen. I have to pray for Jennifer. I have to pray for Robin. I have to pray for Carla and June. I have to bring all y'all in because y'all are my siblings. Then you got to move. The more mature I get, the more it leads me to go to. So it starts at Tim. Uh-huh. Then when I mature up a little bit more, it goes to them. Right. Then when I get a little bit more mature, it goes to him. Uh-huh. Now see that? My stamina, the more mature you get, the wider your family is. I move from me to my siblings. Now it's about me and my siblings, and I'm praying to him, the Father. Then it becomes all about him. So if my life is all about him, I have a smaller life. And now that's a struggle. That's a struggle because ever since the earliest time of my existence that I can remember, the first thing I think about is him. But I remember somebody lifted me up off the dresser. I don't remember that. Somebody lifted me up on the dresser when I was a little baby. And that's very important. I knew it then. But I can't stand it as I'm mature. I have to talk about them. Other people in the world. And I think of other people other than myself. And their salvation and their growth. And all about them. And then most of all, I got to think about him. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I got to think about him. Okay. And so the moment they come forth. So he said, now go
your Heavenly Father, which is in heaven.
The problem is, if you got problems, in fact, when you said that that might go with come speaking to your Father in secret, you know, I got a problem with the Father, man. But he said, now, no, I'm not talking about you still hook up, but I ain't talking about your heaven, I mean your earthly Father. Your earthly Father might have had some issues. Because his Father might have had some issues. Because his Father might have had some issues. But now, what I'm going to say, you got a heavenly Father that's in heaven. You got a Father that's in heaven. That's completely unlike that. You can trust. So, what he's asking us to do, I got it right in that verse. Look at after the key words, he said, the child of God's intimate. Y'all see that word? Intimate. Yeah. I'm talking about that word. I mean, you're close.
Yes,
you got, listen, you got great privilege. That's why y'all shout about prayer every time you hear the word. Because
yeah.
You get intimacy. You get close to. You get up next to. You get to sit in the same room as the infinite. You get to sit in the same space. You get to share the same space as somebody that's higher than body.
Amen.
You can't get in the body. But you can get to somebody
Amen. That's
here before body.
That's right. Amen.
And he'll be after body is all over.
Yeah, that's true.
You get to go and have a sit down with him. The God that created the whole universe, he's infinite. He has no limits.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about it before I close this thing out. What does it mean? What does it mean, Pastor, that he's infinite?
Well, number one, keep the creator. And the way he created the world was fiat created. He didn't have to go and find dirt to create earth. He just stepped out on nothing, but one another step out on.
Amen.
And then he spoke, and I thought one another speak to.
Right.
And but when he spoke, things came about. Earth, moon, stars, galaxies, universe that came because he spoke it and commanded it to come into existence. Let there be light. Here comes light at 186,000 miles a second. Well, you broke the horn, right? Then everybody heard you go and let me hear it. Y'all don't hear me. That's the God that we serve. He created the whole universe. But not only did he create the whole universe, he's sovereign. He possesses supreme power. I know you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. In other words, anything God want to do, you can't stop him from doing.
Amen.
The devil can't. He has no rival. He has no equal. He's God all by himself. He's great. He's sovereign. Not only is he clear and he's sovereign, but also he's omnipotent. He got all power. Somebody said he don't need no help. He got all power. He got all power. There's nothing he can't do. He's almighty. But not only is he almighty, he's omnipotent, but he's also omnipresent. He's present everywhere. Amen. He's present sometimes where other folk can't go. I'm glad he's present everywhere. Because one of these days, in some you were smart. Right. Or sometimes in our immaturity, we think we're smart.
True.
We think we know more than God.
Amen.
God said, left. I don't know about left, God. I think I want to turn. God said, left. Everything that happened, I'm in the room. you got to do. Or you want to instigate a fight? You say, you talk about your mom. Oh, here you go. You know, they might even talk about their boy mom. But you tell them that? I heard you talk about my mom. You get fight some. Because they revered the name of their mom. Or they revered their dad. So you talk about people. Hey, wait a minute, you mean? Or you know this person. Now this person, we want to do this in the spirit, but it is a good example. Keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Because you revere that name. So if we all say the same thing with somebody using our God's name in vain, we ought to have so much respect for our Heavenly Father's name. We say, hey, wait a minute. You keep my Heavenly Father's name out your mouth. You can get intimate with the one that's intimate.
Yes.
So once you get in there, he's gonna work on you. He's gonna show you the truth.
Yes.
That's it. Then you can pray. See, everybody can pray. Unless you holler his name.
Yeah.
Unless you get in the car with him. Then you say, our Father, shall have hallowed be thy name. Then you say, thy kingdom. Grandpa, grandma, then have like a younger, the granddaughter, grandson. one side you got a call. I am. But they should have called first.
Yeah.
So they came in the morning and come, oh man, that's fine. Like 30 to 40, down, go, ooh. And then they keep moving. And then they'll show a cheese car.
Right.
Something really exciting for a kid.
Right.
And then the immature kid, they say, all right, you, family can't have it.
Right.
They say, you go and choose the one you want. And the little kid come down. They already have the color. The family says, oh, no, oh, no. And then they make the color. They got $30,000 on it. And you got to make a $200 toy over here. And walk over to that toy. And say, ah! Family, at this point, they count three times. I saw this one over there. Seven times, same time. I'm going to get it. They choose the little toy. Because we're able to. They choose the big one. What seemed to be a blessing to them was good for them. Once that happened, then the third time, I had the lazy girl stay. She went up there. She came to me. I want both. He said, no, you can't have both. Hey, because if you have both, it's like being a double line to me. You want God's way sometimes, and sometimes you want your way. I pay God's way today, or I pay my way today. She said, you got to choose one. So she told me this. I said, man, wow, they would be like, see, they don't know how valuable the car is.
Right.
And sometimes when you're an immature believer, the reason why you choose your will over God's will, because you don't know how valuable the path that God is trying to get you to take. You don't know how valuable, how much of a blessing, how incredible that is. And you choose the car that you choose and what's left.
Yeah.
But now, last one I saw. Little daughter, sister. Scared like this. Think of the name of Faith. So Faith, she looked at that thing to her. I can tell she's a little bit more. Because she had a little height on her. Amen. She kind of reminded me of when you know, Gavin was little. Gavin was always kind of tall and going in the class. She had a little bit tough. And then, you know, our other kids, they were like, they be playing with stuff. Now he's paying attention.
Right.
He didn't make a little truth in this, all right? But Faith, she was focused. I want you to choose it. Okay, okay. Then they pull the thing back. And it's out of court. And it's like, oh, I was going to choose the toy. But faith. I'm glad her name was faith. Faith, though. Faith walked up and said, come on. Come on. Come on. So he didn't let you go. And I think Kelly Ripple was trying to push over that toy. You got to watch up. But that's like Kelly Ripple was trying to push that kid for it. You know. Faith looked off of that straight line. And she walked in that straight line. And faith said, I said, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it, faith. And I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you walk by faith, if you walk by faith, walk, amen, you'll choose God's will because you know your heavenly Father knows what's best for you. You said, not my kingdom, not my kingdom, but I want his kingdom. Your prayer will be a mature prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Because you know more than I know. You love greater than I love. You got all power. You bring the whole world. I submit my will to your will.
Yeah.
You align with your text. Whatever you say, I'll do. I'll do your will. Whatever you want me to do. I'll do your will. Faith went home with the car.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have the car to go. We all tore up. They won't last long. But hey, Faith mom can get in their car and take her to school. Faith mom can get in their car and go shopping.
Yeah.
Faith mom can get in their car and put Faith in it on a rainy day. And she don't have to deal with the rain because she inside that car. Amen. The other little thing didn't have no roof on it. But this thing got a roof on it. Not only when it's hot and 100 degrees outside, they can cut up the air conditioner. And it'll keep her cool. If she ever has to go to the hospital, she can get in that car and go to the hospital. Because God's choice is always there.
Always there. Always there.
Mercy.
God when you mature, you say. I've been through so much about training right when he said go left.
Yeah, so many, Lord.
I'm mature now.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, whenever he said left, I'm going left.
Yeah, go left.
But now, when he said right, I'm going right.
Yeah.
Because you can have some experience with God.
Right, you're right.
You got the truth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it his way. Now it's your time to teach those that are less mature,
yeah,
that haven't come as far in the faith, that haven't been in the faith as long as you've been there, how to make good choices. They may not listen to you, but you tell them. Because if you tell them the first time they make the wrong choice, and they're suffering the consequences, they're going to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sister Vivian told me.
Yeah.
I do that dumb thing.
Right.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? That's what we do. So the tool prayer is choosing God over you.
Yes.
If you're here today, you may have a choice to make. You may have a choice to make. Become a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Become one of his disciples. Yeah, you gotta give up your kingdom and surrender to his. But you're gonna give so much more. You're gonna give so much more than you leave behind. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
For sure, for sure.
Will you say today, not my kingdom.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Like it is in heaven. I want to be that way on earth. And God's will come to your life. I'm giving you an opportunity to get it there. Or if you're on the podcast, on the website, make a decision. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. He'll bless you. It's a blessing to follow him. The tool prayer. How you win. Mature prayer is how you get the victory. Mature prayer is how you experience God's abundant life that he had in store for you. Will you say yes to God? Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to following you. It's all about you. It's not about me. It's not about what I want. It's about what you want. Make that decision this hour. I want to be a follower of Christ. Walking in newness of life. Oh, I want to be a father. And why I'm so concerned. We invite you. say that the Lord is anywhere around you. I don't want to be separated from you. Let this go past from you. But when he found out it wasn't away around him, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. He didn't do it the cross. And he died for us on that Friday evening. Rose on the first day, Sunday morning. That's why we worship on Sunday. Because we're celebrating our Lord resurrection. So as we do this, amen, let's remember what he went through for us. This time I want to ask you about prayer. This is the time that we examine ourselves. Out of the purity of your spirit, ask God, what's the area you need to address in your life? He's going to show us how you put some things in the spirit that you need to repent of, maybe you turn. Come back to do it the way he wants. You might have left the kingdom and went over to the kingdom for a little while. And in your immaturity, you messed up things. And you're still making a mess. He said, turn around. Come back to the kingdom. Come back to where you can live out the idea of making my kingdom come and let my will be done. He said that to me today. Today is a good day for you to come to compliance with him. Some of you are going from Sally. Sally entered the cloud of your spirit and share with God for a couple of moments. We'll be back. Goodness. Amen. Body and blood of our Lord. We now take the bread, representing the body and head, and then to the vine, representing the blood of our Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Because it's like a Katrina of problems. It's a Katrina of problems rising up and threatening to flood us out and drown us. But if we get on top of the roof and call out for the MVP, we got somebody to come and make a difference. That's what we want to do. I'm trying to tell you, we're going to get there. We're going to get there, but we got to get there together.
Yes.
So special to see all of you. Now, let's go. Now to him that's able to keep us and to present us without fault before our Father's throne. May the love of God our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord, and the sweet spirit of the Holy Spirit, our comfort, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Can we say it together? Amen. Amen. Yeah.